Hi, friends. Real quick, I just had to pop on and let you know that I just released something that's going to save you a bazillion hours as you are starting and growing your business. I know many of you tell me that trying to figure out what tech and software and tools and apps to use is like so overwhelming and you don't know which to use and all that. So I've put together a master spreadsheet. I called it my ultimate list of software, tools, tech, and apps, and I'm adding to it regularly. I'm updating it. I'm putting notes. I have direct links to the sites to go to. They're tools that I either currently use or have used or my clients have used and I've fully tested. So these are all ones that I've used and love. And I think it makes it super easy for you to go through the categories I've got from website platforms to email marketing to video recording, any kind of software tool. And if you don't see a category, let me know after you get it and I will gladly look into it and add it. So anyways, you're probably asking, well, how do I get it? Well, if you scroll down in the show notes right now, there'll be a link and I have it there so that you can snag it. All you have to do is enter your email. I'll send you a spreadsheet and then bookmark it in Safari or Google Chrome so that you have it anytime you need a recommendation and get that right now. So anyway, scroll down in the show notes or you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/tech, but I do have the direct link in the show notes right now for you. Okay, enjoy. Well, hello, I'm Kimberly Brock, and for the last 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. And so now I'm on a mission to help other women just like you do the exact same thing. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 72, and I am so glad that you're here today because I want to put something to rest. A lot of you are giving the excuse that you need more time as you start your business. You need more time to get things done. You maybe have another job or you have kids and you're like, I need more time. And today I'm going to tell you that I think, in my opinion, that you're wrong. I'm going to give you another perspective. There's something else that you need to help you get all of this done. So thank you so much for being here. If you're new, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Kimberly and I help people like you start businesses doing what you love. And if you haven't gotten my free resources yet, scroll down right now. There's a link. I've got a 16-step checklist. Yes, you can start working through it as you start your business. Make sure you're knocking everything out. I've got a business purpose guide. If you're kind of struggling in that business idea stage, this will really help you. So make sure you get my free tools. And most importantly, right now, if you're in Apple Podcasts or whatever player, make sure you hit subscribe because you don't want to miss out on any future episodes that are coming to help you further your business journey. And if you have been listening a while, thank you so much for being such loyal listeners. Y'all have been amazing. I wanted to read a review really quick. This review is from Shy Giggles. It says, amazing podcast, so much valuable content and real tools to take things to another level. Kimberly's passion and authenticity can be heard in her voice. Absolutely love this podcast and her. It's motivated me and empowered me to push through my fear and start my business. Oh my goodness. This is exactly what I want to hear. I am so glad that I have motivated you and helped you to take those steps forward because yes, it can be scary and hard and confusing and overwhelming, but you're doing it. And I'm so happy. Thank you so much. Shy Giggles. So if you have never left a review, if you've been listening and you've never left a star rating or review, would you do that right now? The star rating takes literally 1 second. You just scroll down right now on this podcast and hit the 5-star rating. And then if you haven't left a written review before, it'll take you 20 or 30 seconds. Just something that you feel is important to share about what this podcast means to you, because it will not only help Apple and the other players see that it's valuable, but it'll help other people who are looking for different podcasts and to see that this is worthy of their time. So thank you so, so much for all of you who have left reviews. They are so kind. I read all of them and I appreciate you doing that. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello. I am so glad that you all are here today. I just have to tell you a funny personal story really quick. So I'm recording this right now, talking to you. And yes, I have COVID. Yes, I do. Right now, this is me having COVID. Of course, recording my podcast because I love to work and I love to do this. But really, it's because I feel good. I don't feel bad. I felt kind of icky the first few days. And true story. So I went live in my Facebook group last week, which was Wednesday, and I had prepared for it with some slides. And for those of you that are in my group, you already know this story, but I went live in the group and I had a little presentation. Well, literally an hour before I was going live, my husband was getting tested for COVID and he calls me and he's like, I'm positive. I've tested positive for COVID. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So I kind of got thrown off because he was trying to go out of town to go to the lake to fish with his friends. And we were trying to like regroup in our heads how to do all this. And I knew I was going to be going live within that hour. Anyways, needless to say, did my live. And I was like, y'all, my husband just found out he has COVID. So anyways, I got it like 2 days later, but I'm okay. I felt a little bad the first day, but by the end of that day, I felt better. And here I am. And I'm very grateful and thankful. And I pray that all of you that have had COVID and family members that have had COVID, that you are all doing okay. I know it can be such a struggle. We just feel lucky that it hadn't been bad. We had a very mild case. My son had it like 2 weeks ago. His was mild. My husband's was mild. And so was mine. So we're all good. And I'm like on day four right now and I feel fine. Maybe throat a little scratchy. So if I sound a little different, that's probably why. But other than that, I'm going. I'm here. I'm doing this podcast because I love it. And I know that's the way you feel about your business. There's something that you love to be doing that you know you need to be doing. And I hope you are pushing forward as well. And I hope you see that even in times when things are crazy and when we're all in uncharted territory, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what tomorrow holds. There could be snowstorms. There can be COVID. There can be anything. There can be rations on toilet paper. There can be no meat at the grocery store. I mean, all these things have happened, right? But we are going to be okay. God is in control. We're going to make it through and we're just going to keep on keeping on, right? So that's what us Texans say, keep on keeping on. So I don't know if y'all say that. Anyway, so I want to get started with today's episode because I know a lot of you are saying that you don't have time to do all this awesome stuff for your business. You're like, I don't know how to fit this in. I've got commitments over here. I'm supposed to be, you know, cleaning the house, taking the kids places, going to my job. I'm trying to do a million things. How am I supposed to start this business? And I get it. I totally get it. It does take time. It actually does because you've got to know what you're doing. You've got to start this business effectively. You can't just willy-nilly start this thing and just pray that it works. Like you do need to put a little effort into this beginning part so that you have a solid foundation for years to come, right? Because you want to keep making money doing what you love, right? You don't want this to end in 6 months. You don't want it to fail. You want to start it right. So I get it. It takes a lot of time. Now, I want to kind of get you thinking here for just a minute about how your life is already working, okay? About everything that's going on in your daily life, your weekly life, your monthly life, even in a year, what goes on. And when I started thinking this through, I realized that we all have like deadlines for things, right? Wouldn't you agree that you have deadlines? Even like today, you may be listening to this and you're like, you know what? But by 6 p.m., I've got to have this done and I've got to have dinner ready because I've got to take my son to soccer or whatever, or I have to go to a meeting tonight. Like you have a deadline tonight. Or maybe you are joining a workout class and you want to go in the morning. You're like, well, I know that I have to leave by 7:45 a.m. so I get there by 8:05 and so I can be in the class at 8:15, right? And you know, in the mornings, if you have to take your children to school or get them off to the school bus, you know, you have a deadline to get them out the door. So there's things that have to happen before that deadline, right? If you have something that's 9 months out, maybe you're getting married, right? 9 months out from now, you have a wedding planned and you are doing everything now for the next 9 months because 9 months from now is the day. Like you've had it on your calendar. There's no move in that. Like that's the day. Everything's got to be done. Think about all the things that you have deadlines for. Taxes. You have a deadline. Every year, you need to get your taxes done. You can file for an extension. But yes, you have a deadline because I need people to get this stuff done, right? There's deadlines for programs that you buy and classes that you take, right? For mine, I had deadlines as well. For my Just Start series, I just had a beta group. We had a deadline for that. There was a day that it was over, right? You could get in by a certain date and that's it. We all know that things work on deadlines. We know that stores close at a certain time and open at a certain time, right? There's parameters on when they're open. So this is what I want you to realize is that as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, you don't need more time. You need to put deadlines on yourself. You need deadlines. Think about this. You need deadlines. You need to hold yourself accountable. You don't have a boss or anyone anymore going, I need this by 5 o'clock today. Like, you need to tell yourself, I need this by 5 o'clock today. Sometimes that's hard for us to do. Now, do we have to be like so rigid and we can't sway from the time? Absolutely not. That's what's awesome about being an entrepreneur. You can do this. You're your own boss and you can move the deadline. But here's what will help you. Set deadlines for yourself. So for example, in our Facebook group, and if you're not in there, why are you not in my Facebook group with us? I want you to come in there. I'm inviting you now. Come in there. So many women are in there starting businesses, doing what they love, and it's been an amazing ride, and I love the progress that I'm seeing. So just so you know, if you're not in the group, on Mondays, I usually post, what's the imperfect action that you're going to take on this week? And what does that mean? What does imperfect action mean? It means that you're taking steps forward with your business, knowing that it's not going to be the most perfect thing. Like, the result is not going to be the most perfect thing ever, but you're going to put yourself out there. You're going to keep making progress. You're going to keep moving forward. So I ask people this so that they will commit to themselves, so that they will stop and think when they read the post and commit to themselves to what they need to get done that week. Okay. It's not to show off to me what they're doing. It's not to show off to others in the group. It's to commit for themselves, for their own sake, so that they can get stuff done. And I love what I see. I'll see all kinds of things. Like, I need to get my website done this week. I need to go get my DBA or my LLC or open my bank account this week. I need to get my product completed this week, or I need to email this client. I'm scared. I'm going to email them and see if they are interested in having my services again. Like, I see all kinds of answers, and it's awesome. Because then sometimes on Wednesdays, I post, what are your wins this week? What are your wins? It's Wednesday. Wins on Wednesday. What is your win? People will post, well, I did it. I contacted that client. And guess what? That client does want me to, you know, offer my services again to them, or want to sign up with me again. Or people will say, yes, I got my website up. It's not perfect, but I'm working on it. Here it is. Oh, I signed up with Etsy and I'm getting my store going and we're doing this. That's the kind of thing that happens when you commit to yourself and you set deadlines for what you need to get done. Now, it can be hard and it can be stressful. And for some of you that are perfectionists, it can be really hard. I'm not a perfectionist in all things, but some things I do get really weird about and I only want them presented in a certain way. And so it takes me longer. And that's fine. If you are that way and there's certain things that you know is going to take you longer because you really do want that one piece to be really, really dialed in and as close to perfect as it can be, then what else can you be doing right now that doesn't have to be perfect? That's what I would tell you to do. Go ahead and see what other things can I go ahead and get done. I can work on perfecting this other thing, you know, in the background while I'm getting everything else done. So here are three tips for you. As you set deadlines for yourself to try to get things done, I just want to give you some little tips. So here's how I kind of structure my week, and it's helped me, is that I front load my week. So that's the first thing I do. As I do my really hard thinking, really intensive work for me at the beginning of the week, because I start fading as the week goes on. And then by Friday, I'm like in the Facebook group and I'm like just kind of thinking about the next week. And we've got stuff going on at the house and the kids and all that. So Fridays are kind of like not real intense at all. Thursdays are halfway intense, but Monday, Tuesday, and at least most of Wednesday, I'm working hard. I'm working on my presentations. I'm thinking about my video. I'm working through my podcast stuff. I mean, I'm working with clients, with one-on-ones. So I try to do those at the beginning of the week because those are when I feel the most alive and just really in my zone. So that's one tip, is to front load your week with the hardest stuff, because once you get it done, you'll be so excited and then your rest of your week will seem to flow. Second thing you could do is batch your days. Like, if you know you need to get a website done, maybe on Monday, work on your website and do that. And maybe on Tuesday, you work on your product development. You work on, you know, if you're making earrings or you're making jewelry or you're making something, you can be working on that. And that may be the most fun thing for you. So if something is super fun and you look forward to it, you could even use it as a bribe to yourself to say, if I want to be working on my products, that's really what I want to be doing. Maybe you push those to the end of the week to get you to do the other stuff at the beginning of the week. I don't know, just a thought, but you can bribe yourself. So My tip is to set out days that you do certain things so that you can set deadlines to get it done. Like you can say, you know what, Monday, I'm just going to work on my website and that's all I'm going to do. And by the end of the day, I'm going to hope that I have it all completed or as close to completed as I can. You'll be surprised at how much progress you can make when you batch your days. The third thing you can do is actually time block. And I did an episode on this a while back, and I'll put the link below, but I'll tell you this, 90-minute blocks are really good. An hour blocks are good. I try to do that. I even do, like, if it's really intense work, I'll do a 3-hour block and I'll be like, that's all I'm doing from 12 to 3 and then I'm done. And I do that because my daughter gets off the bus at like 3:20. So sometimes I'm like literally working straight from 12 to 3, and then I come down at 3:20, she's here. And a lot of times, y'all, and I said this in another episode, I actually start making dinner and I have it all ready because I have to take her to dance at 4:30 and then I don't get back. And then my son's got activities at night and he needs dinner before he goes. So I kind of have to have that dinner ready. So I kind of, you know, time block my day so that I'm doing certain things at a certain time. So you can do that too. Don't let time blocking overwhelm you. It's actually just a tool to keep you your days contained and say, you know, from 9 to 11, I'm going to be doing this. From 1 to 3, I'm going to be doing this. And that's what I do, right? So you can get down, you know, even if you batch your days and you do one day of a website, like on Monday, but you can say, I'm going to work from 9 to 11, then I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go eat lunch. I'm going to go on a walk. And then I'm going to work from 1 to 3. So that's a way that you can time block. So let's recap how you are going to handle reaching your deadlines, because yes, you're taking on a new phase of yourself today and you are going to start giving yourself deadlines and holding yourself accountable. Number one, you can front load your weeks. And I will remind you of this on Imperfect Action Monday in the Facebook group of what you need to hurry up and get done and that you can start working on it right now to get it done on Mondays, okay? So front load your weeks with the most difficult tasks so that you can reward yourself by the end of the week. The second thing you can do is batch your days, which means that you can pick certain tasks that you do on certain days that will help you get it done on those days, right? The third thing you can do is time block during your days and have certain phases in the day, certain time gaps that you are working. It's such a great way to get things done and move forward with your fabulous business. Make sure you do that. Again, if you're not in my Facebook group, get in there now. And just so you know, if you're starting your business right now, but you're confused about the steps to start, I have a Just Start series that will be opening up another session here very soon in March. So make sure you check that out because I don't want you to miss out on the next session. It's been great. I've got a beta group working now and they're making super progress. We're working through everything, and I would love for you to be a part of the first session when we officially kick this off. And make sure you check out if you've already started your business and you're selling, but you don't know how to grow your business and get known in this crazy marketplace that we have, then make sure you click that button below to get notified when that session is as well. See, I even have deadlines on these programs because it helps people get things done, get into the programs, and gain momentum in their business, right? So that is it. Thank y'all so much for being here. Hope you have a great week. I hope everyone's doing good. If you have COVID and your family is okay, and that you're able to work and keep moving forward with your fabulous new business. I'm so excited for you. Okay, that is it. Until next time, bye now. Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.